Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen. Back to it once again. It's your boy, Ron, the Dreadhead Don, and your other co-host, OG Key, out here still in my lingo. But it's cool, he family, so we're going to let it pass. Man, how we feeling? How we feeling?
Feeling good, man. How about you, man?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk some sports now. Like, if y'all watching, now I'm gonna tell y'all what we're gonna talk about in case y'all want to stick around. You know, I know some people got, you know, short attention span, so I'm gonna tell y'all a rundown for today's show. Man, we got Dennis Schroeder getting traded to the Warriors. Is Embiid the new Ben Simmons? Of course, we gotta talk about, you know, the new All-Star format and everything. Devon Jerry Campbell quit on the 49ers and none of his teammates are happy about it. Kirk Cousins getting benched. Is Aaron Rodgers contemplating retirement? Plus, we got Travis Hunter winning the Heisman Trophy. And then Caitlin Clark, her name going up in the Raptors. So we're going to get to all of that. You know, if you interested in any of that, stick around. Also, we're going to be doing, I'm going to be choosing my All-Stars for 2025 this week on the pod. You know, I don't know if anybody ever did that, but I'm going to do it because I'm me. I'm me. And then I also made a couple of nicknames for some NBA players that we're going to have my boy OG Key grade. But before we get to any of that, we got to start with the Milwaukee Bucks winning the NBA Cup. So, I don't know if y'all been watching, because I'm about to say this a lot this episode on the podcast. But on this podcast, we predict stuff on this podcast, and it comes true. I'm just saying, we called it.
Man, look, man. Doggerhound, everybody want to say he a bad coach, but he undefeated in that NBA Cup now.
Hey,
he undefeated.
Tell me about it.
I'm just saying, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just the messenger. I'm just letting y'all know the facts that I've been told. You feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. You know, it's fun trolling Darvin Ham. I mean, with a name like that, bro, we gotta get on you. And then you always have your hands in your pockets. It's just funny what he said. Saying he don't know why everybody was mad at him, considering that he took a team that wasn't in the playoffs to the conference finals. But my boy, y'all, Denver beat y'all 8-1. So I mean,
this man said 8-1,
bro. Yeah, and two times they met in the playoffs, Jamal Murray turned into Michael Jordan. So
right.
So I mean, I wouldn't go there if I was D-Ham, but I'm not gonna lie. Usually we talk about our unsung heroes of the week. To me, Darvin Ham and Torian Prince are my unsung heroes of the week, being that they both undefeated in the NBA Cup tournament. Torian Prince has made the most money from the NBA Cup tournament. So, you know, the boys get to add another in-season tournament banner to their resume.
I'm going to give mine to Malik Beasley.
Malik Beasley, yeah. He's been stepping up since Jaden Ivey went down.
He's been hooping.
And
this is the first and only time that I will say somebody that's not in the Heat jersey.
This is not the only time. The way the Heat trending, this is not going to be the last time. But sticking with the Bucks, can they carry this momentum all the way into the playoffs and make some noise in there and possibly become NBA champions once again?
With the coach that they have, I don't think so. But, I mean, the team is capable of it, but they got Doc Rivers as their coach.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And I also think that the team needs more in the playoff setting, especially when you go into a seven-game series. You need more depth on their team. And I'm just looking at their roster. Yeah, they got K-Money back, but the roster for me is older. It's a little lacking. So I'm kind of interested to see what they do at the deadline. See, you know, they ain't got a lot of picks or young players, but I'm interested to see if they can, you know, they are the favorites to land CJ McCollum and reunite Dame and CJ. So if they could do that, you know, surround Giannis with another capable shooter, another ball handler, somebody that can go get a bucket. You know, I'd be with it. I think the Bucks can make the Eastern Conference Finals. I take them over the Knicks in the 7-game series.
I take them over the Knicks any day. I kinda would take anybody over the Knicks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like, top teams, like Celtics, of course. Like, we're gonna choose the Celtics over the
Knicks. Because the Knicks,
Celtics.
But. Yeah. The Knicks, they actually been killing not killing because they only like they still have been second round since Jalen Brunson got there, but like. Jalen Brunson is a problem in the playoffs. Like, he be the only one. But, you know.
Well, now they got somebody else that can hoop.
Yeah.
Now they got two other players that can hoop. So, I'm actually looking forward to seeing them in the playoffs.
Me too.
I'm sorry, but Mikal Bridges need to, like, that shot, bro. Like, go back to the regular one, bro. Like.
Yeah.
He's so raw with that nice jumper. Now that boy shooting like Lonzo Ball.
If I'm the Knicks, y'all done traded 5 picks for this man, gave this man money. I'm salty.
And he done traded the way salty. He
played. I'm salty. Boy, y'all lucky Cat balling out, boy. But
yeah, no cap. Cat been the best center in the league. Not in the league.
Oh, you crazy. In the East. I was about to say, yeah, we're going to have to change that because.
Yeah. Joker yeah, killing.
I was about to say.
Hey, I ain't gonna flat, bro. Joker scared me, bro.
That boy, he's
unstoppable, bro.
Yoke is running the league right now, bro.
There's nothing you can do to stop that man.
Nobody on his team is helping him either, bro. Yoke is running the league.
I mean, Russ been hooping, but
yeah,
Russ ain't prime Russ.
Russ and Aaron Gordon have been like bright spots. Like Aaron Gordon, ever since he came back from injury, been playing pretty solid. Like Jamal Murray, yeah. I don't know if he like still hurt from that hamstring injury from last year. Michael Porter Jr. has always been kind of like inconsistent. He's still averaging like, I think he averaging 19, but you know, as far as like, he's not that for sure third option. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
and Russ, I ain't gonna lie, Russ might be, rejuvenated or something, bro. Man,
what?
Because that man been hooping, bro. Like, giving me flashbacks of OKC versus the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I'm nothing on that one. You too crazy. I love Russ. Nah. That's my favorite player. But Russ and OKC? Different.
Yeah.
But sticking with the Nuggets, another thing that I was right about, y'all. Now, Key, I don't know if you remember, but remember when I said, you know who I think would be a good fit for the Nuggets? Zach LaVine or Brandon Ingram?
Yeah, I remember that.
The Nuggets are interested in both right now. So I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I know. I don't know nothing. I just watch basketball. You know, people tell me that all I do is read the internet, but I've been saying this before they even reported this. So, you know, I said Tyler Hero was an elite 3-point shooter. I said Franz Wagner was going to be better than Klay Thompson. But they still didn't believe, man. It's crazy. But, yeah, the Nuggets are interested in Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, amongst others. And the Lakers are interested in a whole bunch of people as well. They're interested in Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas, Walker Kessler. Out of these two teams, the Nuggets and the Lakers, who do you realistically see getting better past the deadline and making a run in the playoffs?
That's a good question because you could say the Lakers because they're gonna make trades. Like, bro, it's the Lakers. They're gonna trade D-Lo. That's almost as certain as Jimmy Butler wearing the Heat jersey past the deadline. The Nuggets, I think they'll get good too. I think they'll get Zach. In all honesty, I think they'll get Zach, and I think the Lakers will get Brandon Ingram. That is my prediction on that, based on that. That is my prediction.
I think
they'll get Jonas Valanciunas too, the Lakers.
See, I think Lakers are gonna get Valanciunas. I think somehow they're gonna do a 3-team deal. I don't think D'Lo is gonna be there. I know that the Wizards are also trying to get rid of, well, like, people are asking about Kyle Kuzma. They also got Malcolm Brogdon on the roster, so I definitely think they're gonna be sellers. You know, they in a tank right now, so they headed for that lottery.
Maybe it wasn't in their tank was when John Wall was in his prime.
Maybe they can get Brad Beal to come back. Who knows? But
that man got a no trade clause, and he ain't gonna get traded right back to the team that he left.
They trying to get rid of him to get Jimmy. But nah,
I ain't gonna lie. Nah. Since you said that, I just want to say this public announcement directly to Pat Riley. If you ever see this, if you make that trade, sending Jimmy Butler to the Suns and Bradley Beal,
bro, he's not gonna do it.
You might as well retire, bro. Everybody's gunning for your head, bro.
Bro, you know
this trade you have ever made in your life. Facts.
I just want to dead this right now. It's not happening. For everybody that think that it's a possibility, it's not even a possibility. Because last year, when Brad Beal was on the trade block and he wanted to go to Miami said no. They weren't offering Jimmy Butler then. They was not offering Tyler Hero. To get a deal done, you could have used Kyle Lowry or Duncan Robinson in that deal, and they still said no. Because when you think about it, they essentially got Bradley Beal for Chris Paul. So, which they flipped for Jordan Poole. So, like, Miami, if they didn't do it for Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, or Kyle Lowry, they're definitely not doing it for Jimmy Butler. And I will say, last week, you know, I was kind of like down on the Jabari package. I changed my mind, you feel me? I don't want Jimmy to go at all, but like, I like Jabari Smith Jr. I was, you know, I'm a Jimmy guy, so.
You like my packages that I had. Okay.
Yeah, you got to put a pause on that. That's wild. Cool.
Yeah. Just edit it, bro.
Every show, bro. You find a way to outdo yourself. Moving on. Speaking of trades and all this, one team that did make a trade was the Golden State Warriors. They acquired Dennis Schroeder and a second round pick for DeAnthony Melton and 3 second round picks. Now Shams, who initially reported this, said that the Warriors have, I believe, what, 60 days? Or they have some time to reroute Schroeder in the trade if they choose to before he can't be traded again. So Dennis Schroeder could be moving a bigger deal, say for like Jimmy Butler. But Dennis Schroeder plans to make his debut tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis. He's gonna start, I assume. What you think about the trade, though?
It's smart. Buddy's hooping, bro. Like, he been balling in Brooklyn. I'm not saying that he's gonna have the same production, but
he could.
It's a possibility, right?
Like, he could.
Yeah, because they don't really have that real direct second option. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes and no.
Like, I'm saying consistent second option. Like,
it's not consistent.
Like,
but sure,
so we can provide that consistent second option, maybe even a third option if somebody steps up. You know, the person I wanted to step up last offseason, you know, the person I thought was going to be a baller this year, you know.
I mean, ever since he's been in the starting lineup, they've been losing.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, maybe he need to, you know, get traded to a team like that bleed red, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
The Houston Rockets?
Maybe them.
The Washington Wizards?
Maybe them too. Or he can come down to that MIA, you know what I'm saying? To that 305, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna have to give up Jimmy Butler. I ain't doing it.
What a Jonathan Kuminga. Jimmy Butler for Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah.
Bro.
But nah,
let's just trade Jimmy Butler for a second round pick.
But you want the man to come to Miami? How, you think they just gonna trade him for Josh Richardson?
Not for Josh Richardson, but maybe Jaime Jaquez.
They're not trading him for Jaime Jaquez. They already got their own version of Jaime.
Who?
Brandon Pajemski.
I guess.
Not like they own version of Jaime, like play wise, but like basically, like they in the same boat. Like
they was like if you play 2K and you trying to make a trade, and then you see them two stars. That version. Like, you know when you making a trade. You know you making a trade, and it's like a whole star, then it's like two stars.
Oh yeah. I get what you're saying. But no, all in all though, I like this trade though for the Warriors. I think Dennis Schroeder gonna get him a consistent option in the backcourt next to Steph. He could take the ball out of Steph's hands. Steph, you know, can run around off screens, catch the ball, and Schroeder can facilitate. So even if they
do want to say this,
end up keeping him, and he can defend.
Yeah, I want to say this though. People that's saying that that's a stupid trade.
Who's saying that? Is people saying that?
Yes.
That's crazy. People
saying that because they think that Curry is a point guard already, so why would the Warriors go get another point guard, right? But when you think about it, if you've watched the Olympics, right, or just watch when
I'm trying to figure out who been saying this, because
it's just people that comment under the post. On Bleacher,
clearly they don't watch basketball. If you don't watch basketball, if you don't know that Stephen Curry is a point guard masquerade, like he's a two guard masquerading as a point guard. Like
number one, like he's better playing off ball,
like
in general. Because if he takes the ball off the court down the court, they're gonna trap him. Right.
If we talking about point guard facilitating wise, Draymond Green is their point guard.
Thank you.
So
that's literally like the truth, right. Like,
and he's been that since they've been a duo.
Literally,
so
that's why I think he was probably one of the first facilitating centers.
Yeah, I mean, well,
I'm not saying he's the very first, but like one of them was up there.
He revolutionized that mold a little bit. I see what you're saying though.
Yeah.
But somebody else who is a poor man's Draymond, or at least he is now, but he didn't used to be, is Ben Simmons. So Ben Simmons, as we know, you know, doesn't really play like the old Ben Simmons. But he used to play in Philadelphia with a guy by the name of Joel Embiid. Which Joel Embiid is out with a sinus fracture now, so he's going to be out for some more time. And Stephen A. Smith, he got hit in the face.
In your face.
I mean, some people.
You know, they used to call AD street clothes, right?
Yeah.
But then they wouldn't call Embiid street clothes. Like, the man is literally a walking injury, like. He can't get hit. Like, bro, it's a physical sport. I'm not saying this is football. But, bro, you're going to get hit. You can't take a hit to the head.
Some people just be injury prone, though. I mean, it's one of them things, like, I'm not surprised because he's had facial injuries in the past when he had to wear the mask. Now he got, like, Bell's palsy going. Yeah, but, you know, you can re-aggravate injuries or they can affect other areas and cause other problems. Trust me, I know. So, but yeah, Stephen A. Smith came out and said, Joel Embiid is basically the new Ben Simmons. Now, I know you want to talk about this, so.
I agree. 100%. If you can't play 70 games in a season, what are you playing basketball for?
See.
Or 65. I would be nice. 65 games.
See, I get the over, like, I get where he going with this comparison, but it's not true, bro.
He's not.
I was gonna say you put Embiid on the court, you gonna get results, bro. Like you right, gonna.
But based off of what he was saying, was true. Like if you get where he's coming from, with
no,
it,
I
like,
get where he's coming from, but it's
every year he injured.
It's not the same. It's not the same. See, you could tell, bruh agree with me. So, that kind of threw me off. I ain't even gonna flat, but yeah, it's not the same, bruh. Embiid be killing. When he is playing, he the second best big in the league. When Ben Simmons is playing, bro, I hate to say it, bro, he a role player, bro. Like.
He averaged a triple single.
I'm saying though,
sometimes even a quadruple single. You know what I'm saying?
You know who made that term famous?
Nah.
Charles Barkley, man, he made that term famous when he was talking about Draymond Green, and on the Colin Cowherd show, they were going as far as to say that the inside the NBA is ruining the league based off the way that they, you know, talk down on the players and everything. Do you agree, or do you feel like it's a different reason why ratings is down for the league, or you know, what's your take?
The reason, I don't think it's that reason. They're not the reason. Like,
they're not.
They're the reason people want to watch basketball, bro. Like, if you really be honest, like,
you see how when they said it was the last season.
Yeah, when they was finna cancel them, like, everybody in the world, I ain't even gonna say they watch basketball, but everybody in the world was like, what are they doing? Like, y'all gonna cancel the one show that everybody wanna watch?
Nah, facts.
They got entertainment. They're entertainment for the game. So they're definitely not the reason why viewership has went down.
And I know this for a fact because every year people always say, I wish the NBA Finals was on TNT. That's how you
literally,
know. That's how
literally.
You know. Or
like,
they,
come on.
I wish they could do a collab, though, because I like Mike Breen. Like, you know, it ain't the NBA Finals without hearing that bang. So,
yeah,
you got to have that. Kevin Harlan, a GOAT, too, though. He on TNT.
I think the reason the viewership done went down is because of, like, I would say the competitiveness. Like, in the regular season, it's not really that competitive, if that makes sense. Like, some games you get that, like, that competitiveness where they, like, literally want to go at each other's throat. Like, the Heat and the Celtics play, like rival teams, like Lakers versus the Celtics, or Milwaukee versus Miami, Milwaukee versus the Celtics. Like, some games, like, you do want to get that, like, because you get that competitiveness, but it's not competitive every single game. So that is the reason I think that viewership has went down.
So I agree and disagree from the simple fact, like, I put it this way. I have league pass, so I'm able to watch different games, and some of them are very competitive. You just got to find the right ones. But then also, you know, and you got to think about it from this perspective. They're attempting to play 82 games. So some nights a team is just going to come in and just not really be into it. And you're going to get a trash game. Like, the season is 82 games. So it is what it is, you know. And the game has changed a lot. But what I really feel like it is, I don't think it's just one reason. It's certainly not inside the NBA. I think, one, you got all these NBA games on different platform. So like, you got ESPN, you got TNT, you got League Pass. Then they gonna be on Peacock. Then they gonna be on Prime Video. It's like, now we gotta buy all these subscriptions just to watch one sport. Yeah. So then, like, for me, if like being a Heat fan, we can't even watch the Heat on League Pass because we in the local net, like we in a local area. So we would have to, if you don't have like regular cable, you gotta go buy FanDuel Network just to watch your team. So it's mm-hmm. like you gotta pay for all this stuff just to watch the games. I also think like the league hasn't done a good job of building up their stars. And I feel like this all started with what they're doing now, because think about it. When the league was like on fire, you had LeBron joining the Heat. Everybody wanted to see them lose. You had KD joining the Warriors. Everybody wanted to see them lose. So like in the past, 6 years, there's been different NBA champions. Like, it's not interesting. There is no, like, the reason Michael Jordan was so, like, famous, like, you had people that love Michael Jordan because he won all the time. But then you had people, like, literally trying to knock Michael Jordan off. Like, I know you don't watch wrestling like that, but it was like The Undertaker, like, every year before his streak got broken at WrestleMania. Like,
I used to watch wrestling, dude.
Yeah, so, like, you would, like, think, like, dang, is this person going to beat Undertaker this year? And then when it finally happened, it was
a look like him, then.
Yeah. Oof. And then I feel like in the NBA, there's no more bad guys. Like, there's really no bad guys in the NBA when you think about it.
Who, like, Dylan Brooks?
he's not a household name. Like, when LeBron went to the Heat, he was a villain. Like, when KD went to the Warriors, he was a villain. And then you had people like being heroes off the back of that, like Russell Westbrook. People was rooting for Russell Westbrook. That made him an even bigger star because it's like people feel sympathy for him. Then you had, when LeBron went to the Heat, people was rooting for Paul George and the Pacers to knock them boys off. Like, they wanted the young Thunder team to knock them boys off in the finals. They was happy for Dirk when he knocked them off in the finals. So I feel like it's that. And I think the league should really look into expanding the three-point line, like bringing it back some, because I'm a type of person, I love the mid-range game. I know other people don't like it. They don't think it's an efficient shot. But if you want to stop all these people who shouldn't be shooting threes from shooting threes, bring the line back, because not everybody going to have that range. That's going to stop that. And now everybody got to work in between the lines and get to the paint. Then
They said something about a four-pointer. I don't want to know.
Nah, not that. But that's why I said not a four-pointer, but it expand the line. Like,
yeah, I feel you on that. Make it to where the shooters will show. Yeah. Like, you'll see the real shooters there. But what they're going to say will carry then. That's just my point.
One thing I think, though, like, say Boston go win it this year and then be in line to win it again next year, I think the popularity will be back a little bit, because now you got a dynasty. Like, look at the NFL right now. Like, yes, everybody is competitive and good. You got the Lions, you got the Ravens, the Eagles, you know, all those teams that's good. But who?
The Bills.
But who do everybody want to see them knock off? The Chiefs. So that's what I'm saying. The NBA don't have that right now. Like, LeBron is old, Curry getting old, KD is old. Like, they don't have a dynasty in the league right now. So that's really what's wrong with the league, if you ask, like, for my opinion. But
I agree.
You know, speaking of switching stuff up, though, the NBA has elected to start a new format, which is also something that I said not that long ago, where I said, like, they should do a tournament with the players. I don't know if you remember that, too, but I did say that. So, essentially, you're going to have three All-Star teams, each with eight players. They're going to be in a four-team tournament. The fourth team is going to be the winner of the Rising Stars Challenge on Friday night. Then all of these teams will come together and play in a four-team tournament, which will take...
So 40, right?
Yeah, to 40 points. So KD was asked about this, and he said it was a terrible idea. I don't know if he know that his former teammate had a hand in, you know, determining it, but I can respect the attempt to make it competitive. What do you think?
It's gonna be it's gonna be very entertaining in my opinion. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm gonna go for the Rising Stars because they the young bucks, and you want to see like the competitiveness. So I want to see that competitive nature out of the young guns. Unless Tyler Hero's on one of their teams, because then I'm gonna go for one of them.
Yeah,
but I hope you have him in your All Star selection. But we'll talk about that later.
We about to get to that. One thing I really want to know, because speaking of the Rising Stars, like Wembanyama, this is sophomore year. How would that work if he's an All-Star and he on the Rising Stars team? Like, I wonder how that would work. Or would he just not be on the Rising Stars team once he's selected as an All-Star? Like, I wonder how that would work.
I think that would be the case because he's an All-Star, not a – well, he's still a Rising Star, but he's already became an All-Star. Like, he's coming into his own. So that's actually a good point.
But, yeah, I mean, I said it at the beginning of the show that I was going to do my All-Star voting live here on the show, and that's what I'm about to do. See if I can share my screen. You know, I got a slow computer, so hopefully this junk don't act. You know, Riri, I know I can't say that word because it's a sensitive time out here, so I respect everybody. You know, I'm not disrespectful like that. But, let's do it. So, we got NBA All-Star 2025. So I'm gonna pick my players. If you disagree with me, that's your, not you, Key, but like anybody watching, you know, there's a reason why you can go make your own account and go vote. Now, East. Wait, this is the front court. Hold on. East.
Man, Pablo.
I know. East, this is where I gotta be. I gotta be a little biased right now. In the East, I gotta put my guy from the Miami Heat. Let's see if they got him on here. Yup, he up here with it. I gotta put my guy, Tyler Hero.
He out there.
If they let me do it, this is my first time voting, so. Oh, I could put Drew Smith in there. I should, but I'm gonna give it to Tyler Hero. I think, you know, he been the best Heat player this year, and I'm biased. That's my team, so I got to put him in. Now,
Can I pick one for you?
Well, you can tell me who you think.
All right, let's see. You had the guard, right?
Yeah, I'm in the East guards.
Jalen Brunson.
Over LaMelo. Over Dame, over Donovan Mitchell, and he on the best team.
I'm sorry, I got LaMelo.
That's who I like. Only because, like, I would want to see LaMelo in the All-Star game doing what he do. Like, he make the game look fun. And his stats is crazy right now, bro. Averaging 30 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. You know?
Yeah.
This season. And it's not a knock on him, but Jalen Brunson hasn't been the best player on his team so far.
That's facts.
So, you know. But I got to put LaMelo, even though he was injured. I definitely want to shout out Cade Cunningham and Trae Young. I feel like they deserve a look, too.
What that boy name is?
Who?
What? I just seen him on that, but.
Cam Thomas?
Don't worry about it. Nah.
What I said?
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
He been hoping.
I said
even Donovan. Even though, you know, my Heat done took a W over them, I'm proud of my Heat for that.
Even though I ain't gonna lie.
Freaking
so in the East, history. hands down, like the second best player in the NBA right now, I got to go with Giannis. Just won the NBA Cup. There's no debate. Then, you know, I hate to do this to Cleveland. I feel like they deserve it. But for the East, my next two people would have to be Jason Tatum and Karl Anthony Towns. I just feel like they playing at an all-star level. I also feel like Franz Wagner, R.J. Barrett deserves some looks because they've been killing. But R.J. Barrett, he on the Raptors. So, I mean, and everybody else
been hurt. That is true.
Jalen Johnson been going crazy. DeAndre Hunter been going crazy off the bench. But, yeah, Evan Mobley, you know, he would have been somebody I would like to put up here. But when it comes to Giannis, Kat, and Tatum, I don't think I can do it, though.
Yeah.
So, for the East, this is who I got. My bias pick, Tyler Hero, even though I genuinely feel like he should be an all-star this year. The Heat are in, you know, they're not in the play-in so far. So, hopefully they can sustain that. We'll see what happened with Jimmy. LaMelo, Karl Anthony Towns, Jason Tatum, Giannis for the East. Now we got to do the West. So, I'm going to start with the guards.
That's going to be the difficult.
It really is, though, because when you look at the guards, now I got to go with the guy that got the number one team in the Western Conference. I got to go with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Pro balling. Now, the rest of this is where it get tricky. You got Luka balling, but he been in and out the lineup recently. The Suns been struggling. Anthony Edwards, the Wolves are starting to play a little bit better. You got De'Aaron Fox. The Kings haven't been that good. Curry, Ja Morant. The Grizzlies are second in the West right now. James Harden, he keeping the Clippers afloat without, you know, Kawhi.
Bro.
So.
Yeah. James Harden. Another guy that gave me flashbacks of the Warriors versus Rockets, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It was going at it.
Bro, James Harden got to be the most, like, underrated / overrated player of all time, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. James Harden is cold, bro. I don't think nobody think he not cold, but people think, like, they hate the way he played basketball. But literally, everybody play basketball like James Harden now. So.
ISO ball.
But, yeah, James Harden, I'm putting you in. You know, we're going to do this every week.
Who chose as your second guard?
James Harden. Okay. I got to throw Jokic in there. There's no debate.
No argument. You can't argue if you try. Man.
I feel like I got to throw AD in there, but the Lakers been flagging lately. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant was killing. Well, he's still been killing, but the Suns been flagging lately. Wembanyama going crazy. I don't even know why Zion on here. I really don't.
Oh, man.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Again, the Grizzlies are second. I feel like he deserve it because his numbers are like the same basically from last year, but his efficiency is better. Domantas Sabonis, one of the most slept on people in the league. Who else you got on here? J-Dub been killing.
What? Who you going with, huh?
Oh, man, this one tough, though. This one is tough.
I can help you out right now. I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm going to go with Anthony Davis.
Yeah. AD and...
Who you got third?
You gotta, I mean, you got to think about it.
Should I do LeBron for legacy?
Yeah. I was going to say that. I would say LeBron because of the way he's been playing, but like he's averaging near a triple-double, bro. That is insane. Man, almost averaging a triple-double.
We got for the West. Yo, AD and LeBron in the front court, SGA and James Harden in the back court. In the East, we got Giannis, Jason Tatum, Karl Anthony Towns in the front court. My bias pick, Tyler Hero in the backcourt, and then LaMelo Ball. How we feeling about this? This could change next week, depending on what I see by next week. So I'm gonna do this every pod until they announce the All-Stars. Huh?
I said today announce the All-Star. Well, I said to the All-Star break.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna submit my vote. Why they need proof that I'm not a robot? I can vote again in 4 hours. Crazy.
I'm back on the pod.
No. I'm about to hop back in the bed. Man. But yeah, that's we did that. NBA All-Star. I put LaMelo on my list. But his team, Wallen, you saw how they gave that little kid that PS5 and then took it back.
Bro, when I seen it, I thought it was a joke, bro.
I thought that was NBA Centel.
I thought it was a joke till I like seen the video. I was like, they really gave the man a P5. And I said, bro, if that was me, bro, I'd have walked clean out that mug with that P5 and told them to ban me from coming back here.
They gifted him a PlayStation 5, but then took the PlayStation 5 after they went off a camera and gave that boy a jersey. Now, since then, they issued an apology, and then they given him the PlayStation 5 and the VIP tickets. But what you think? Would you be happy after that, or would you still feel like they tried you?
I feel like they tried me, but I'll take that P5, that the tickets. Yeah. You feel me? So, yeah, I'll still take that jersey, too, though.
Nah, for sure. Especially if it's a LaMelo ball, yeah. I'm about to say.
If it's a Al Horford jersey, get out of here, bro.
Bro, Al Horford don't even play for the Hornets, bro.
He used to, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he played.
No, he didn't.
Not Al Horford.
That was Al Jefferson.
I meant Al Jefferson. That's what I meant.
You taking a Bronny jersey, though? If the Lakers offered you one?
Look,
Bronny been killing since he been playing them road games at the G League. Now they having a winter showcase in Orlando. I should probably go look at some games. Last week, Bronny scored 30 points in his G League winter showcase debut. He had 16 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. So, and he got his smile back again, like he playing like he wanted to. So what you think? You think after LeBron retire, Bronny gonna be straight? Or you feel like he gonna, you know, be like that one dude in the Lakers G League that came up when he was 40?
Nah, Bronny gonna be good, bro. He just I think he have to get comfortable playing again. You know, people don't realize the man died.
Man did not die. He went into cardiac arrest, but he ain't die.
That's dead, bro. Dude, heart stop. If your heart stop at any time in your life, you dead. They had to do CPR to bring him back, so that means you died. But I just think we just need. I think the world is so hard on him because of who his dad is.
I mean, everybody always knew it was going to be like that.
Yeah, but as like a human bird, the man going to make mistakes. He ain't going to be wrong. Like, the man was a second round 55th pick. Y'all expect this man to be playing like he a first round third pick. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly ain't expect nothing from him. Me personally, I was hoping that he took this route in his rookie year. Go down to the G League, earn your stripes, then come back. Honestly, LeBron not retiring after this year. So if Bronny can get his juice back in the G League, like you said, he had the cardiac arrest. Freshman year of college wasn't what he wanted. That's why I wanted him to stay in college so he can have a better year to showcase like he's an NBA prospect. But I don't think he's going to be – I could be wrong, but I don't think he's going to be like a star player. But I think he's going to be a solid 3-and-D type of guard, though.
I think he'll be another or maybe Josh Hart.
So in other news, Devondre Campbell of the San Francisco 49ers quit on his team after refusing to go in the game after Kyle Shanahan called his number. We heard George Kittle. We heard Chevarius Ward. We heard Debo. And Kyle Shanahan himself say they displeasure with this man not going in this game. I told you, see what Deontay Johnson started, bro? Hey, you tried to say it was okay, bro. Nah, see, not everybody going to be doing this. Nah, I try to tell you, bro. You can't let that jump slide, bro. Nah. So you excused in this one, too?
Nah, none of them excused.
You excused Deontay Johnson last week.
I didn't excuse
you. You said they're not using that man, so why would he go in the game? That's what you said. Yes.
I understood why he did it. I ain't saying it's a good thing to do. Now, this man, whatever the dude name that just did it on the 49ers, he just ignorant I sound like my dad. He just ignorant and don't want to play football. I don't think that he, like, I think Stephen A. or Snoop Dogg said it. Somebody that was on the it was Shannon Sharp.
I was about to say Stephen A. and Snoop Dogg is crazy.
Snoop Dogg was on First 48. First Take.
That boy Snoop was on First 48. Oh man,
hey, Snoop, man,
Snoop in there snitching.
Nah, he didn't say nothing. But nah, like, it was Shannon Sharp. He said that, dang, I forgot what, I lost my train of thought. I literally lost my train of thought.
My but he bad.
What was we just talking about?
Devondre Campbell quitting on his team. Shannon Sharp's commented on it.
He basically was like, if you didn't have something going on before the game, and you just wind up having something going on in the third quarter. Because people started saying, oh, you don't know what he's going through. Blah, 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 blah. But if you're going through something, you just, like, the man ain't going through nothing the whole first and second quarter. Then they try to get him to get in the game in the third quarter. He started finally going through something. Man, they need to expunge his contract, delete him from the roster. Yes, I said roster. I mean, I'm talking about the whole league. Delete that man. He should not be in any league. If you're going to give up on your team when they needed you, they could have won. You would have played, they could have won. Greenlaw got hurt.
And that's why they needed him.
So you was a necessity to the team, and you just, oh, I ain't getting in the game, and then you walk in the locker room. While you at it, clean your locker room up, get you all your equipment, go ahead and go home. And don't plan on coming to practice next no more. Kawhi, what are you doing? You know, the same thing that, you know what happened to, remember when Antonio Brown walked off the field?
Boy took his pants off, didn't he?
Nah, not his pants, but he took his jersey and cut off. Hey, bro, you funny, bro. That man said he took his pants off, ain't it? Nah. That's crazy.
Very.
But as soon as the game was over, he was off the team.
I ain't gonna lie. Your joke looked like you smoking.
But we've been doing that this whole time, bro. I swear we've been doing that. I'm like, bro, I hope this joint is clear up, bro.
We're in the hot box. But,
Yeah, it's weird, bro.
Yeah.
I never do this.
Nah.
Same place out.
Bro tripping, but speaking of tripping, Kirk Cousins got paid all that money, and he's been tripping out since he's been in ATL, man. That man done threw one touchdown and 9 picks in the last couple of games he's been in. So Raheem Morris came out and stood on business, said he getting benched because he need to be better.
I ain't going to lie, bro.
And Michael Pennis Jr. is now elevated to QB1, so they calling on the rook. Man, Kirk Cousins, $180 million for 4 years, bro.
That was the stupidest contract deal you could have did. Why are you signing this man that just tore his Achilles? That's 34, 35 years old, probably older than that for real. I'm just saying a number. But the man, you know what? How old is this man? How old is Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins? He's like 30. I was going to say he's like 34.
It's with torn Achilles. And you go sign this man to the max extension. I mean, to a max contract. Well, you could have just went and got a rookie quarterback. And got a decent, I didn't say great, got a decent backup for the quarterback.
For real. My boy.
Y'all could have tanked this year and went and got Travis Hunter.
My boy Michael Penix Jr. said when he found out that boy was getting a hot dog, then he said he wasn't even hungry no more. Like,
y'all should have started this man to the beginning of the season. Why is y'all going to get Kirk Cousins for? Kirk Cousins won. That was the worst general manager move.
So the Falcons are 7-7 right now, and the Cardinals are 7-7. We got 3 more weeks to go. You think the Falcons can get into that wild card spot, being that they done promoted Penix Jr.?
But no. Because you gotta think about it, they don't have the other teams, they don't have what's the word I'm looking for? When you go and watch, they don't have tape on him playing.
That's true.
This rock.
I mean, you got college tape, but.
But I'm saying with the team that he has, the weapons that he has, they don't know how he's going to play. They don't know how he's going to look.
No, I got you.
So I think that he will be able to flourish. Because if you go get, he played one game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next team, they watch tape on that game. What are they really looking at? Because they were playing a totally different defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think they can win out, depending on who they play for real, though.
Let's see.
That's real.
I have to look it up. They got the Giants. They can win the Panthers. They can win, and then the Commanders.
The only game they'll lose is the Commanders.
Yeah, they could probably win that one too.
The Panthers been balling. Yeah. Bryce Young been balling.
They was throwing all that smut on that boy name. Stop that! Stop throwing that dirt on Bryce Young, man.
That boy can ball.
Nah, for real.
He just needs to write.
His old line was just trash.
Literally.
You know?
Yeah, nobody blocking for him, bro.
Man, Aaron Rodgers contemplating retirement, but then said that he would mentor the hell out of a young quarterback if they bring one in and he's on the team. Would you want Aaron Rodgers mentoring your quarterback? Young quarterback?
So look what he did for Love.
He ain't do nothing for Zach Wilson.
No. That's different. Zach Wilson just trash. Zach Wilson just trash, bro. That you can't mentor garbage.
Like, oh man,
how you gonna mentor garbage? What you gonna turn it into recycling?
Like, one man's trash.
It's another man's recycling when it comes to Zach Wilson.
Man.
Man couldn't even win the starting role. Couldn't win the starting role versus a rookie.
Hey, Bo Nix, I ain't gonna lie.
He balling.
Yeah.
Right? But, bro,
he in that running. Offensive player of the year. Rookie of the year.
I don't care, bro. I've been in the league this long, bro. I'm not finna go to a team to back up a rookie. A rookie, bro. Like, I'm finna outperform this man. I'm finna play in my hardest. He must have threw about 20 picks in 1 week.
So you think Aaron Rodgers can make another? If they draft right, you think Aaron Rodgers could turn somebody else to another? Yes.
Jordan Love. Look at Jordan Love, bro. He spent 1 year with Jordan Love.
Jordan Love killing. One of the best teams in the NFC.
I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, and to be honest, the way the Jets rock, they might get a top pick.
What you trying to say? Trying to say?
I'm just saying.
Shadur?
Cam Whitmore.
Cam Ward? That boy said Cam Ward.
Yeah, I was just playing 2K and I traded for him. But Cam Ward, Jalen Milroe. I'm just saying. Not every team that's going to be at the top needs a quarterback.
Man, the Jets got issues of their own, man. All right, this, when they kind of deciding stuff. Woody Johnson vetoed a trade for Jerry Jeudy because he felt his Madden rating was too low. I can't make this up. He said his teenage sons, Brick and Jack, told him, nah, his Madden rating was too low. So, you know, how you feel about that? You think they missed out on Jerry Jeudy getting in front of Broncos or...
In a way, yeah, because the way he played this season, right?
That would have been another weapon for Aaron Rodgers.
Right. But then when you think about the way he played when he was in Denver, it's like you got to take that into consideration, right?
It was a lot going on in Denver, though.
Right, it was. But if I got Russell Wilson throwing me the ball,
shoot,
and I'm really supposed to be that top receiver, I'm going to show that I'm that top receiver, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But the man went to Cleveland and it got worse for Buddy.
Man, shout out to my boy, Jameis, man.
They bitched that boy.
I know.
Crazy, bro. That boy the pastor of the year.
I'm about to say
they gonna bitch him.
It's warranted, but... You know, I respect it. But Tyreek Hill came out and said he want to coach. Now, this was a tweet. I don't think I said it right. Let me see.
Y'all. He said, time for me to go, coach.
Yeah, time for me to go, coach. But he meant it as in, like, it's time for him to go coach. At least that's what he said when he spoke to the media today. Are you buying this story? Or you think that boy was sending them subliminals?
If we get rid of that boy, we better be getting some picks back. And we better be getting some weapons back.
That's all I gotta say. He ain't trying to get traded.
Then don't go nowhere.
I see people saying.
I love you, bro. But listen, bro. We're not chasing behind you, bro. You too fast for that.
I'm saying fire McDaniel and bro, what's the
offensive coordinator?
Yeah, they telling them to fire both of them.
Get rid of them then.
You firing Mike McDaniel?
No, not me personally. But if that's the way they view it, like
Tua ain't gonna be the quarterback no more.
I think we need a better play caller. In my opinion, the play calling trash. You feel me?
They got Kodak Black in play calling. Nothing but tunnel vision.
Literally, like, what are you looking at on the field that we're not, like...
Number 10? Number 10?
Not going. Literally. 10-9.
For real.
Come on, bro. All them receivers on the field, and the only person number one can see is 10, and 10 is by 5'9". How that work? I mean, I know they about the same height, but come on, bro. I'm just saying.
Shout out that boy Travis Hunter winning that Heisman. I know you've been wanting that here on the pod. You know, some people felt like Ashton and Jenty deserved it, though.
No, we didn't. No, he didn't. We gonna find another Ashton Jenty. We ain't gonna never see no other Travis on. That's just facts. That man played 109 snaps a game and was very effective. Was the best player on each end. If we discount Shadur, right? The man played incredible, bro. Like, bro.
I'm starting to think Travis Hunter your favorite player.
He is.
I can tell.
He's my favorite college player. When he gets into the league, he will be my favorite NFL player.
That boy said, taste, NC.
That was so funny.
Shout out to Caitlin Clark. Iowa is returning her jersey. And if you want to see that game, you got to pay tickets starting at $711 to get in the dough. You going to that game or what?
No, I'm staying home. I watch on TV. I watch on TV, bro.
Man.
I can't watch it while it's on live. I'll watch it on YouTube later on.
Shout out to Caitlin Clark, man. This is what I'm saying, though. You look at Caitlin Clark, and the WNBA is on fire, and people wondering why the NBA ratings is down. Look what they have. They have Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. They have
rivalry.
That's what I'm saying. They have people to carry the league.
They got New York versus Las Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's what the NBA need. But right now, everything buddy-buddy. So, shout out to her.
I want to say this before you get off the WNBA. Who was it that said it, man?
I guess nobody.
Somebody said, I can't think of the source, but somebody famous said, we love Caitlin Clark, but I'm looking at Juju. I don't know her last name. Juju, that's in it. Juju Watkins, I think. Yeah. And she could probably compete in the NBA. She got the size to compete. And she's going to be a star in the WNBA. I can't remember exactly who said that.
Juju is cold, but we got to stop this.
Bro, stop the WNBA and the NBA job.
Yeah, bro, it's disrespectful, bro.
Like, so you think Brittany could beat...
No, bro. Stop it, bro. Boogie is like
I'm talking about right now.
Bro, I don't care if it was in the womb, on the table, in middle school, in the prime of their careers, in the retirement home, bro. DeMarcus Cousins is washing her, bro. It's no debate, bro. She cannot guard that man, bro. If we talking about Boogie Cousins before he went down with that injury, bro, like this, I've been wanting to say this for a while. DeMarcus Cousins is the most underrated player in his era, bro. Like what Big's doing now, like what Joel Embiid doing now, bro. DeMarcus Cousins was doing that in Sacramento. People just ain't like his attitude, bro. I'm kidding you not, bro. Go watch tape, bro. DeMarcus Cousins is killing.
DeMarcus, go watch him in Sacramento.
That's what I'm saying. And then, my frustration came when, like, he got injured because I really felt like that Pelicans team, him and AD, the high-low play that they had, and then they had Rondo and Drew Holiday. Bro, they could have been a championship team if he would have stayed healthy. They could have been a championship team, bro.
I'm saying they're going to be Warriors, but that's fact.
They could have, though. Like, when you really think about it.
Started Kevin Durant?
Was Kevin Durant there yet?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a point then. But they could have made it tough because I think that year.
I think that was the year that KD actually got hurt, though.
I think that year, one of those years. The Pelicans actually went to the playoffs and they played Golden State in the first round and had stole game one, if I'm not mistaken. So, I don't think it would have been, like, impossible. I don't think, the Rockets almost did it if they ain't lose CP3 and James Harden ain't fold, but.
So you think if CP3 didn't get hurt, the Warriors would have lost?
Yeah, because CP3 knew, like, one thing about Chris Paul, bro, he know how to control, like, the game. Like, so, like, if the game is getting out of hand, like, he can slow the pace down and get everybody to, like, you know, relax and slow the pace down. Like, I feel like once he went out, it's kind of like, okay, we running everything through James. So, James Harden going one-on-one, and then if you on the wing, if you Trevor Ariza, P.J. Tucker, once he kick it out to you, you're going to shoot. And then they end up missing everything. Like, first they coughed up that game six, right? And then they end up missing everything, and they went to that game seven, and it was over with.
Nuclear, though. Curry and Clay went.
No, they did. Stupid. But I feel like if Chris Paul ain't go down, they probably – they. I don't know, bro. Because when it came from matching them with three-point shooting, the Rockets was on one during that time.
Yeah.
If Golden State didn't exist, James Harden would probably have two chips right now.
I'm not saying that. I'm not. You gonna disagree with that? Because you gotta think about he would have been going against LeBron James. So him getting that ring, I don't know. But he would have went. He would have had a couple more finals appearances.
Yeah. Before we head on out of here, shout out to the Deep Three. You know, they definitely an inspiration for me when it comes to, like, you know, certain stuff on the pod. So shout out to them if y'all don't watch them already. But I got this kind of like idea where I came up with. So I got three NBA players, and I want you to grade these nicknames. Number one, Tyler Hero. So I came up with the nickname the Human Torch, because once he get it going, that boy is on fire, and he playing for the Heat. So if you had to grade that nickname, what you think?
A plus, my boy, A plus.
Nah, I like Boy Wonder, but the Human Torch. Hard. All right, we got Zion Williamson, right? Now, this one got deeper thought. I went with Hospital Food. That boy always hurt because he always eating. And then
what? New Orleans, boy, that where the food at.
So what you grading that one? If you had to get out,
that's an A.
That's an A.
That's an A.
All right.
Yo.
My last one, Ben Simmons. His nickname would be Summer Walker. So basically, in the summer, Ben Simmons be killing. But when it comes to regular season, Ben Simmons be walking away from the basket. So I came up with Summer Walker. And then
I just got a notification. Deontay George dunked on Jalen Duren. Nasty dunk.
Keontae George, underrated.
Yeah.
Well, he's sure still that. Young, so I wouldn't say underrated, but bro, nice. It's just he in Utah, so people might not know about him. But if you had to grade that Ben Simmons nickname, what you giving it?
I gave it a facts. I give it a facts. I grade it with a facts, with a capital A on top of the facts.
Man.
That's crazy.
I'll try and see if I can give more NBA players some nicknames. But, you know, y'all tap in with us on the link up. Anything you want to say to the people before we head on out of here?
Man, keep rocking up. Keep rocking with us, man. Give us some comments, man. Tell us what y'all want to see, what y'all want to hear about. You feel me? Give us some topics. So, you know, I got to end it off like this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, before you do that, I'm your host, Ron the Don. Your other host, OG Key.
OG.
And like that, we out. Got him.
10 forever, and I'm just not getting started. That's the one. Yeah.